Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Thrill and Steaks with the head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, right after these emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com. Hello, guys. Today is our son Zen's 15th trip around the sun. Please help us celebrate by giving him a fish sandwich, a Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. And the Dirty German's talking to him about his favorite WWE wrestling. We love you, Zen. That from Mom, Dad, and the kiddos.
Yeah, you're only 15, so of course the type of wrestling you like most is the WWE. When you get a little older, it'll be different kinds of wrestling you like.
Yes, the best part about the WWE is it's the one place a man can wear T-shirts and knee-high boots. What's up, Pants?
Fish sandwich!
Seriously, like, when you... Somebody came to my place, like, a few years ago when I was watching wrestling, and they just came in and started laughing. Because they were like, I haven't watched wrestling in years. Like, why is he just wearing it? Like, where are his pants? They're always wearing T-shirts
sure.
when they come out.
Yeah. Guys, I'd like to wish my wife, Heather, a very happy birthday. I'm so thankful that you put up with me. I love you. Can I get the Dirty Germans telling her what her truck-driving husband will be doing to her on Friday night? And Miles saying he concurs. Thanks, bitches. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I believe he's going to tickle little Heather with a nasty little feather.
Yeah, I think he's going to put to use that double clutch.
I concur. Hello, Charles. Today is my brother Austin, pronounced Ballpark's 26th birthday. Could you please give him a shout out with a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted giving him some advice on how to enjoy more beers than just Blue Moon and Stella Ciders. Thanks, Bacholas. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Well, listen, the Blue Moon's pretty simple. Just put it down, walk away from it. Now, these ciders. Let's talk about these ciders. You can enjoy more than them, but ciders are delicious. Stella has a great one. I might suggest maybe some light domestic macro brews to go with it, but I say you keep drinking that cider. Whoever sent in that email, bug off.
When you do the cider thing, do you just stick on the cider train all night?
You know what, Miles? Good call. You call Coach in a live air. Coach usually only drinks about two or three and then switches to something else.
Okay, I was going
to
say. I love cider,
but I do think there's a limit of how many you can drink.
Yeah, it's like anything else.
By the way, if you do enjoy ciders, I recommend, like the English do, throw it in some ice.
Okay.
Yeah, like on the rocks.
Bacholos, today is my husband's 48th birthday. He is a fantastic father and wonderful husband. In fact, he's one of the best people on planet Earth. However, his taste in certain food items needs to be reevaluated. Please have the Dirty Germans tell Calvin why Spam is a terrible food product and offer healthier protein options. We love your show. Thanks for all you guys do. That from Kim.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Spam, but it's funny she brings up a healthier protein option. I offer one in the form of my skin cannon.
Yeah, so you know, if you need more protein, I can help you out as well. Just make sure you lay out a nice bed of sticky rice for me.
Yeah, the truth is, you will get as much protein as you are good at getting it.
Truthfully, just put out any rice. I'll make it sticky.
Yeah, is that brown rice sticky?
I'm just thinking about Spam Mitsubishi.
Spam.
I'm not saying that right, am I? You know, the little piece of rice with the Spam on it? It's big in Hawaii.
Okay, I would say that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. Miles, you would love it.
I probably would. Yeah, I like spam.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yas, a dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Thank you, Wobbin. A couple extra emails here. Subject, new beer, Ola Bacholas. New beer, stout is the next step up from the black. Men's Room Hefeweizen would also be a good call. You could call it the Ola Hef. What about a bottle of Bitches Bitter? Just don't stoop to the IPA level. Don't let the whole year be a waste. Rock on, guys, and stay beautiful. That from William, pronounced Rockabilly.
Rockabilly. I like all this. I just want to do a new beer. Like I said, if you don't know, we had Red Festival Plant. Well, look, that much is pretty obvious. The difference was this is the 10-year anniversary of Men's Room Red. For obvious reasons, Men's Room Red and the appearance of Red Zeppelin, that had to be canceled, taken apart. Frankly, I find it all very irritating. So my thought is, if we can't throw a party, why don't we just do another beer? Now, granted, to be fair, we have not talked to Elysian or our bosses yet, but I'm just pushing for this anyway. And Sourpuss over here, you know him as Miles Montgomery.
William, here's all you need to know.
It's
well,
a beer.
Well, when we started Men's Room Original Red back in the day, basically what
10
happened
years
was,
ago, Miles.
We got hammered in a bar with Joe down in Elysian Fields. We got drunk. We thought it would be fun to make a beer. So within a week, he's like, hey, that's a pretty good idea. We went down there and sat at the bar, and we tried about probably 7 to 8, 10 different beers or so, right? Mm-hmm. The first one that we originally tried was called Men's Room Original Ale. That was actually the very first beer that we came out with.
Yeah, you can only get it at the bars, right?
And it was like kind of a pale ale type of spin, but it was not what we know today to be Men's Room Red. Now, we picked that beer, and then as things got bigger and things started to take off, Elysian said, hey, try this. This is a different recipe. What do you guys think of this? And now that was Men's Room Original Red.
See, again, I'm open to all of it.
So then we did the black, which we did in the wintertime months because it was a darker beer, a heavier beer, and all those things. And they said, hey, try this. This is a double imperial red IPA kind of thing, double hop, whatever the hell the thing was. I mean, just a really hopped up. And it was perfect for that time of the year.
Sure.
Then we did a couple different versions of Men's Room Gold in the summer. Mm-hmm. Okay, all these things.
So why not do another one?
We kind of had our hand in, but we never really took a lot of suggestions from listeners about beer. So if you want to send them in, that's fine. Well, because we.
Oh, what, you care now?
Well,
what, are you starting to like my logic that, hey.
I never didn't like your logic. It's just I wanted to party and drink beer and go out and hang out with people, you know?
We can't do the party, but we can do a beer.
Here's one. Guys, Men's Room Foxy Ale, in honor of Robin's time on your show. Make it a blonde, not lager ale, with hints of honey and spice. I listen on the podcast on radio.com. Keep safe, and thanks for the entertainment. That from John.
Do that, we need the actual tears of Robin. Mm-hmm. I had sent her a text earlier today. That was a requirement of hers.
And I'm just going to read you this one because I can't figure out what the hell it is, but it's from Janet, and Janet says this. An air fryer almost caused a child's death.
What?
Oh, whoa.
I broke down and bought the Cuisinart air fryer yesterday.
A fine choice.
I decided to give what I thought was the ultimate test. Plain chicken wings. The wings were seasoned with only garlic and onion powder, black pepper, and ascent. Put in the fryer for 350, 10 minutes each side. When I took them out, they looked so good, but I knew looks aren't everything. I needed to taste it. I took that first bite, and I swear I met my great-great-great-grandmother that moment. Yes, I had visions, and just then, my daughter came over for a visit. She saw my air fryer and said, oh, you got it. Let me try a wing. The look I gave her told her. She is my only child. But I will kill you if you make another move toward these wings. She backed away, and I told her, now's not a good time. Come back tomorrow. I was ready for the feelings I was having. I needed to be left alone. Needless to say, I love my air fryer after just one use. Thank you, Thrill.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today. Now, you know, for a lot of people, a fancy night out involves a steak.
Sure.
And I mean, you know, as you get older, you only eat red meat so much anymore.
Because the doctor tells you all the stuff you don't want to hear.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, like, hey, man, you're going to the doctor sooner or later, right? And they're going to tell you this. and you're going to ignore it. But like, you know, what's your age? You need to cut back on red meat. And we all say, okay, and then we have no plan to do it.
I know what I'm supposed to do.
But, Jed, I mean, look, I know you like cooking a steak, but how often do you think, I mean, I bet you cook maybe one a week?
Well, I've got one in my refrigerator right now, and I've already had two this week.
Damn. You're a raw animal.
I have a lamb steak in there right now.
Okay, that's different.
That's going to be unbelievable.
Well, and look, it depends on who you are, right? Maybe it's fine. You can eat red meat all you want. And some people, that's all they eat. Mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, bulk up, get huge.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the traps. I can see
it. It's really working.
Looks like a porterhouse up top there on those shoulders.
That's people love a porterhouse.
That is very true.
Yeah.
People do. So, like I said, steak, I remember as a kid, steak was like, seemed like once a summer, we'd go over to Uncle Tim's house and he'd cook up steaks that were cheap and bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just fire them up on the grill and you cover them in A1 and seasoning.
You have a sharper knife.
You got to beat it with a meat hammer before you even put it on the grill, tenderize it.
Yeah, exactly. Then as you get a little older, you're a kid. And I mean, look, I still enjoy a filet, but that's the thing, right? Like kids love filets. There's not a lot of fat on it. Then you get older, you realize the fat's where the flavor is, mm-hmm. right?
That's what Big Shirley says.
What is your all-time favorite cut? Like if you could get any single cut of steak, what would it be?
If I'm going to get one and it's cooked correctly, bone-in ribeye.
I was right there.
On the tomahawk variety, even.
Oh, well, that would be amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never done that before. I've never gotten
that. That's a lot of food.
I know. Man. I mean, I know you'd have to eat like two or three people, but I still want to order one of those big-ass tomahawk steaks. If I saw it at the grocery store, I'd buy it.
Yeah, me and my buddies have done it before. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything you can get carved up table side is always great.
I dig it, yeah.
So basically, I just have some stats here for you about steaks. How do you think most people enjoy their steak cooked?
I'm going to say,
wouldn't you know?
Medium.
Yeah, I mean, so, I'd say the same thing.
I feel like just right most people middle. Say at a restaurant. I think most people actually like it medium well, but at a restaurant, people will say medium.
Right, right. It's crazy. 21% of Americans prefer their steak well done.
Wow. 21?
21%.
That's pretty high.
According to this poll. Medium well is next with 20%, then medium at 16.
How about medium rare? See,
so it goes lower and lower. But most, it's crazy, but yeah, most people want their steak well done. I also think it depends on what kind of steak you're eating.
Absolutely.
And who's cooking it.
For example, I'm Ruth Chris, go ahead and go medium rare. Rare is super rare, but go medium rare.
And if it's
your Uncle Larry, who's got mm-hmm. the new grill, you might want to go ahead and go medium well on that.
I think the bigger the steak, too, the more you got to cook it a little bit more. So like a baseball cut type sirloin that's kind of more of a ballish blood.
Yeah.
You can go medium on that and still have pink in the middle. Same with the filet mignon. You can take that to another level and cook it a little bit more.
And you're exactly right. Because if you get one of those giant tomahawks or whatever you're talking about, like even though you might like your steak medium rare, mm-hmm. like you got to cook that thing at least medium because it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, I used to be one of the worst. I used to get filets done well done.
Well, like anything else, I mean, your tastes change over time. I mean,
but also it's the quality of the meat you're getting as well. There's a reason, like, depending where I am, I will order it a little more cooked because I don't really understand even why certain restaurants would be serving steak, but there it is. If you're going to a steakhouse, like, you feel a lot better about it.
I used to get New York strips all the time because I thought that was, like, the best steak. And then I, tried a ribeye one time, and I never really bought them that often. I was like, oh, man, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. That was the end of that, especially the cap portion.
Yeah, and steak, I mean, again, steak's just one of those things, too. It depends on who's eating it. Some people will prefer just, like, no fat. Some people like it really fatty. So it just depends on who you are. Let's see. 57% of people think steak tastes better on a grill than in a pan or a smoker. Now, full disclosure, I'm not sure I've ever had a steak that's been cooked in a smoker.
I have not.
No,
I will say this, though. I have a small grill. I like grilling steaks. But, Miles, I know you have a grill pan, and I have heard from a lot of people the grill pan at home is the way to go.
I think the grill pan at home is the way to go based on the fact that you can get that thing really hot. And much like a cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
And that's the key on cooking steaks. You don't want to cook a steak at 350 or 400 degrees. You want to try to get something as hot as you can. And yes, when you go outside and cook on a grill, you can get a grill up to 500, a little bit higher than that if you want to. But the key is to keep the lid closed. And most of the time, you don't want to keep the lid closed when you're cooking a steak because it's going to start cooking it too fast before you get the sear on both sides. So you want to open flame. So I think that's why the grill pan works better for me anyway. And I can always get like a 3/4 inch cut steak, so it's not very thick, so it doesn't take that long.
60% of people feel confident in their ability to cook a steak.
They shouldn't, but sure.
Yeah. Let's see. The T-bone was the favorite cut.
Huh.
Followed by the porterhouse, ribeye, and filet mignon. Mm.
T-bone is the filet and strip, correct? So it's both cuts?
I get confused with Porterhouse and T-Bone. I always
maybe I'm wrong
same.
On that.
Right,
yeah.
Right, that, right. The T-Bone. I'm with you. I'm pretty sure that's the filet and the New York strip.
Correct. No wonder they like it. It's the best of both worlds.
That's what Sammy Hagar was thinking about Van Halen.
I never get a T-Bone. I should start buying them at the grocery store. They're just
T-Bone.
Tomahawk and a T-Bone.
Let's see. How do you guys like to spice your steaks?
Well, I
really the older
stuff
I've gotten,
you gave me.
Honestly, salt, pepper, olive oil. Because after that, because if you buy a decent cut anyway, I've tried to be creative. I can do this, have all these rubs. Now, look, there's a lot of good rubs out there. It's not that. But I just found when I do just salt, pepper, garlic oil, maybe some garlic, something like that, it's just good, man. And then if you want to add sauce, you can. But I found I can eat a very delicious sauceless steak with just the salt, pepper.
The only time I do a marinade is like if I'm going to do an umami steak. So I'll do that for about 20
minutes. Umami!
Umami! Yeah, and there's certain cuts. Right. Yeah. So basically same thing. 43% of people think salt and pepper are best. 44. So the other half use a marinade. I will also say this, man. Take your steaks out of the fridge. Let them get up to room temperature.
That's very important.
Before you ever cook them.
Game
changer. You. Salt, pepper, and should I tell them a secret?
Okay.
Celery salt.
Well, celery salt, yeah. Fine addition.
I still want to give it away to everybody, but there you go, folks.
I thought you were going
to
say, like, you know, and a little bit of Gillette deodorant. Just wipe it right across the top.
No, I'm just telling you. I don't know what it is. Celery salt. Like, it goes perfect.
It
does. A lot of stuff. All right. Now let's talk about the other fun part of eating a steak. Side dishes.
Okay.
So you're eating a steak. Money's not an option. Doesn't matter. What are you going to? What do you think goes perfect with a steak? What's your side dish go-to?
I mean, I think the most perfect thing is any form of potato.
Baked potato, probably.
If this includes something I can put on top of my steak, I'm going crab.
It's not. It's a side dish. Side dish, man.
Stick with potato. Mm.
I think you have to have cream spinach, especially if you're like at a steakhouse. I'm telling you, man, that's the quintessential side dish to a steak. It's like when you go to Peter Luger's in New York City, which I've never been to. They don't have many sides, but they have cream spinach.
But it's never just regular spinach. It's always creamed.
It's always creamed.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes are never bad at a steakhouse. Can't go wrong with that. Mushrooms.
Butter. Mushrooms show up a lot. Miles, you're going to hate this. Scalloped potatoes show up a lot.
Sure, it's a potato.
Yeah, potatoes all gratin. You're right. Almost any potato product. If they have a twice-baked potato, make sure you get that one.
Baked potato.
So baked potatoes, number one. And like, again, like I remember even as a kid over at Uncle Tim's, he's cooking those steaks, and then you had a bunch of baked potatoes wrapped in foil, so you got all of it. But yeah, potatoes show up a lot. Grilled asparagus shows up. Mike's an asparagus guy. Yeah. And then, like I always say, like cream spinach, you got to have, and then sometimes, man, what do you call it? Like a potato, like almost like pancake, right? Like you fry them up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like a locky?
Yeah. Yeah,
onions
man.
In it.
A little crunch on there.
Oh, man.
I am starving.
That's the best thing to do with leftover mashed potatoes, by
Agreed.
The way. They're not really great, you know, because you got to kind of whip them up a little bit more milk the next time around. But if you just make potato pancakes with them, fry them up in a little oil.
Every time.
Oh, my God.
Treat yourself this weekend.
That's it.
Get a steak.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up,
We will drink. We will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
A new survey asked people who they're excited to reunite with when it's safe again. And only 0.78% of people, when asked, say that they're excited to be with their coworkers again.
Rate that percentage again.
0.78.
Less than 1% of the people you work with want to see you.
Correct.
Damn.
Right?
I mean,
all those chats at the water cooler.
Yeah, you really, you've been talking to people that do not care.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, 1%. Less than 1%.
Right.
I mean, I don't love everyone I work with, but there's a few people I'll be happy to see again. Very few, but a few of them, sure. Mm-hmm.
It says, what's the safest word to use when you want to compliment a coworker's outfit?
You look fly.
What is that fly?
Banging.
Banging. Miles, what's the word that you would say to compliment a coworker's outfit?
No, no. What word should you say?
Oh, yeah. What's the safest word?
Hi.
Someone on Twitter claims snazzy is best.
Snazzy?
Snazzy.
It doesn't seem serious enough to be a problematic.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, look at snazzy today.
Because it's so benign and old school, they can't possibly take it the wrong way.
Yeah, sure they could, because then it sounds like you're insulting. Oh, you look snazzy today. Mm-hmm. Like F you.
Right. Snazzy. Neato.
Says beauty shops in New York aren't allowed to give facials under coronavirus restrictions. So one place has now switched to giving butt facials, including exfoliation, a deep scrub, pimple removal, and moisturizing, since those are legal.
No offense. If I work at a spa, I'd be like, I did not sign up for this.
Right.
I am not scrubbing your butt and removing pimples from your butt and exfoliating your butt or shaving your butt. I don't want to deal with your butt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn.
The pandemic may have saved the lives of thousands of wild animals from becoming roadkill. With driving down 70% in the spring, there was a significant drop in the number of reports of cars hitting animals.
See, I think it would be more, just because it seems like the animals, because it's so quiet, you seem to see more wildlife. You know,
right? But there's just fewer cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Does that mean after the fall, it seems like that number eventually will go back up? It's going to be deer all over the place.
Well, there'll be more animals to hit, even.
Yeah.
You know, once everyone gets back on the road, the population's gone up. It'll be Death Race 2000.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. There's a story going viral on Reddit about a bride who's packed on quite a few delicious pounds during the pandemic and now wants her sister, who bought her wedding dress, to pay to have the dress altered to fit.
She wants... What did her sister do?
The sister paid for the dress.
Right.
So she gained weight.
And now she
during the pandemic,
sister.
That's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
But now the sister has to pay for the alterations?
Right.
Why? I don't know why I'm yelling at you, Mike. Sorry.
Probably because, here's my thought, probably because the sister said, I will buy your dress. And so she did. She bought her dress. And now she's sized out of her dress and she needs...
Miles bought me a polo shirt once. Now, if I got fatter and couldn't fit in it, he doesn't owe me a new polo shirt.
I didn't buy you the bucket of chicken, brother.
No, but...
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's on you.
But he bought it for you for this one occasion and now it just needs to get refitted is all.
Why are you defending this terrible sister?
I'm just saying, Ted, is like there's an argument here. Okay.
You make your own wedding
uncomfortable.
Let's
go in the opposite direction. Okay, Miles buys you a polo for my wedding. Let's go that route.
All right, cool.
You lose weight, and now this thing needs to get tucked in. Miles should, you know, open his wallet and get that thing tailored for you.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No, I don't either.
That is unbelievable.
I do like that. I only have to wear a polo shirt to his wedding, though.
That's sweet.
It's very
casual.
So
it's going to be in the summer, thank God. On the beach, right?
It's very casual, yes.
Super casual.
We're all going to a beach. Just make sure we all go to a beach.
Only 7% of couples who recently got married say they're planning to take their original honeymoon as planned.
But no kidding.
Well, you can't go anywhere.
No, you can't do anything.
No. I mean, look, you don't want to go to an airport.
Like, even if you could, like right now, a lot of countries aren't letting us in.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess
how far would we have to drive to be able to actually physically get in the ocean where it's comfortable? My guess is what? Long Beach, maybe? Like where you could get in the water.
Yeah,
like
California. Actually,
yeah, I mean, that's
Southern
we'd
California.
Have to drive 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do, you pansy.
Yeah, I'll put on a wetsuit and go in the Oregon.
Exactly. At least to have a better roll of the dice to actually have that nice day to get out in the water, right? I mean, yeah. The water's going to be cold, but you need to find that one perfect day in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
A screenshot of a Google search is going viral. The person typed in, do I, and basically all of Google's suggestions were pandemic-related, like, do I have coronavirus? Do I get a stimulus check? And do I qualify for unemployment?
What's a telling sign?
Mine's a little sadder.
Oh, what you got to?
The last two are, do I have depression? Do I have anxiety?
Ooh.
Yeah, let me go ahead and do it.
Then again, those two would also be coronavirus related, I would think. I mean, you're locked up. You're going to get depressed. You're going to get anxious.
Mine says, Do I, a song by Luke Bryan. Do I have ADHD? Do I have COVID? And do it yourself.
Yeah, I've got that. Do I qualify for unemployment? Do I have COVID? Do I have ADHD? Do I have to wear a mask in Washington? Do I want to know lyrics?
Do I have the Arctic Monkeys? Yeah, I've got that.
Do I have an eating disorder and do I have diabetes?
Mine is, do I have depression and do I have anxiety?
Right.
What? Me?
Moving on.
Border cry.
Border towns in Mexico are now taking steps to keep Americans from crossing the border to stop tourists from bringing in coronavirus from the U.S.
Yeah.
Exactly. The good news is when you got a wall going up, man, that should be cool.
Right.
Solution.
We built a wall to keep ourselves in.
Ta-da. You're all trapped. It was a ruse.
Now you read.
Now yous can't leave.
Yeah. Did you read a list of the countries that we're still allowed in? You never even heard of them.
There's nowhere you want to
yeah,
go.
Exactly. Please come here with your money.
The pandemic could mean the end of salad bars.
Good.
It's possible that they could be replaced by salad making vending machines.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Yeah. You know what? No. To be honest with you, that one kind of sucks.
It does.
It's nice to go down and pick out your
own salad. I like
salad
a salad bar.
Yeah.
And I like to have my own portions in the salad bar.
Thrill, this also means no tuna salad.
I'm okay with that. Look, get rid of the salad bar and have more room for tables. People can eat actual food instead of eating the food the food eats.
If you thought DMV lines were bad before, people lined up around the block in New Jersey when their offices reopened earlier this week. With limited staff and a cap on the number of people inside, the waits are impossibly long.
In New Jersey, that has to be one of the most tense situations. Look, people that work at DMV, I believe they're hand-selected to be awful, right? But then you go to a place like New Jersey where everyone's willing to throw down at a moment's notice. I cannot imagine what those exchanges are like.
I got my license, whatever, where I could go to Canada, which is pointless now. Either way, it was an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes. But honestly, when I got up to the front, the person couldn't be nicer.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that you need to wait almost 2 hours just to even get seen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Arizona, Florida, and South Carolina have each had more new coronavirus cases per capita in the past week than any entire country in the rest of the world.
And now you understand what's going on and why we're not allowed anywhere. You know,
a lot of people have understood for a while. Mm-hmm. They're a little slower to get there.
There's a woman on TikTok named Lexi, who started something called the Venmo Challenge. She asks her followers to donate what they can, even if it's a few cents, and then she uses that money to leave huge tips at restaurants. She went to a Cheesecake Factory in Baltimore on the 4th of July and left her waitress $628.
Damn. Good God. Well, you know, that is a very positive story. Ted showed it to me earlier with the comment of, this chick just looks like she's from Baltimore. And she does.
Mm-hmm. Mike, actually, in the last commercial break, he goes, so what made, she just looked like a normal person. Like, what made her from Baltimore? I was like,
It's hard to explain. The hair, the shirt, there's nothing wrong with her appearance, but it's like, I would know exactly what part of the country. Between New Jersey and Maryland.
Yeah, she just looks like five of my buddy's wives.
He has five wives?
No, Jesus.
He's getting after it.
Five out of the seven.
Yeah. Five friends that you have, all their wives look like that.
Thank you, Miles. Yeah. Thank
I'm
you.
Like, wow. I'm thinking, who's this one dude who has five wives?
Those like this.
They all look the same.
I work with like three guys, man. All of them look the same. They're all cross-eyed at one point in time in Annapolis. I mean, those just this look of like, and they all played lacrosse. You know, like, how did you even catch that ball? You can't even see it's flying at you.
I didn't. That's why my eyes are crossed.
Two high school students in Texas launched a campaign called Project Kind Packs to make sure teachers have what they need when school starts up. Each bag includes school supplies and a letter of encouragement.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm bringing
a letter of encouragement.
Letter of encouragement.
Okay.
Okay.
You can do it. It's all handwritten by Miles.
But then I'll grade you.
Wait, so the teachers are sending these packages to children?
No. The students are making these packages for the teachers.
Oh, all right, yeah.
You're trying to encourage your teacher. I encourage you to give me a better grade.
You can crawl out of that bottle.
Damn. I took a dart.
TikTok!
A 106-year-old man in India who lived through the Spanish flu recently beat COVID-19. Jesus. He actually recovered even faster than his son, who's in his 70s, but they're both okay now.
Well, that's good to know.
Seems like people that are old enough to have gone through the Spanish flu recover from this better.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is get the Spanish flu.
It's also funny, like, you talk to some people, like, and they'll be like, how are your parents, or this or that? Like, I'm like, yeah, my dad's got a bunch of health issues, but he seems to be fine. He's thriving.
The Spanish flu gives you a lisp.
The Spanish flu.
Ibiza.
Tens of thousands of people have joined Facebook groups and become, quote, wine fairies in the last few months.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet some. Hey, I want to introduce you to my friend. He's a wine fairy.
Like, no. What does a wine fairy do?
Here's the thing. They put together gift baskets that usually include wine and leave them on people's doorsteps. Hundreds of chapters have popped up all over the country. The biggest one we've seen was about 80,000 members.
Do you have to be a member to get this random box of wine, I guess?
I suppose. You got to be a member of the group on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it free? I guess so. It's a wine fairy. Like, the tooth fairy doesn't.
Yeah, yeah,
they don't charge money. You. They drop money off.
Yeah, but they recommend that you give them money.
Right.
Ah, that's a weird one. We need beer fairies.
Yes, we do.
Ooh.
I'd join that group. Drop me off a case, bro.
Yeah, someone can deliver our new beer.
A cartoon once thought to be gone forever is now making a comeback.
Well, when was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Hank and Mycock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Micah, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.